Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone on our program. Sarah Brors is with us, and she is very active in the travel industry by trying to influence folks to get to different places that she finds exciting. How are you this morning?
Awesome.
You've got a lot of ventures. Yeah, you've got a lot of ventures in the travel industry out there. A lot of irons in the fire, right?
There's a lot of irons in the fire, but it's all good. And, you know, the Midwest, hey, you know what? We've got a lot of treasures.
We do. You know, we talk so much about traveling. When you think about travel influencers and travel bloggers and things like that online, most folks are probably thinking they're probably writing about these sunny, sandy, exotic places and things. But you write about all kinds of places.
I do. Full disclosure, I will go where the plane, train, ship, or car will go. So I will go about anywhere. I do. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, the exotic places. You know, I obviously like to write about those places, but I will also tell you what, there are a lot of hidden places in America, in our own country. And then you narrow it down a little bit, you get to the Midwest, think of all the places that we have. And then my home state of Iowa, you know, hone it in into that and think of all the hidden treasures that we have right here. And then you can take it a step further, northwest, north central, northeast, you know, southeast, south central, and southwest Iowa. So, you know, we break it down that way. A lot of different things there.
Absolutely. I was interested in an article that went out, I believe this past December, in December of 2019. It was entitled, Nine Under the Radar Iowa Towns and Why You Should Visit. And I noticed that Elkhorn was one of those towns that you highlighted. Talk about your visit there.
Yes. So actually, I was part of a group of bloggers that was in Elkhorn in September of 2019. And I'm actually the co-owner of the Midwest Travel Network. And Elkhorn and Lisa and her team there had partnered with the Midwest Travel Network. And we worked on vetting the best bloggers to help them tell their story. So, you know, that is really how it came about. And so we had people in Elkhorn from Missouri, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. I believe those are the four states. So there were some different eyes on Elkhorn. And I'll be real honest, Mason City area, north central Iowa is where I live. That's my hometown. And I can tell you, I stopped in the Danish windmill there probably 3 or 4 years ago. My husband and I stopped there, and that was it. That was it. So I'm guilty like many people. We drive along I-80 there, and, you know, you got to hop off the interstate and go into town. And I think it was fascinating. And as anything you know, locals, if you live in a town, I can guarantee you that you don't know everything that you think you know about your town. There's a lot of things in your own town. And in Elkhorn, it was interesting having conversations with people. As a writer, I'm always having conversations with people. That's what we do. We're looking for the story, and we're looking to meet the people of the community. And just little conversations, I made the comment to somebody about, you know, we were going for supper somewhere, and they kind of said, well, I don't know if there's anything open. And we said, oh, yeah, this is open. And he said, oh, that's great. Thank you. But as a local, sometimes we don't see things like we do with other people. And I wish to this day that gentleman would have said, oh, yeah, this is open. But I also felt good that we educated him, that he had a restaurant open in town. You know, that happens. But it was good. Elkhorn is just, oh, my gosh, and the genealogy center there. I've been to Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's like the top-notch, you know, genealogy center in the United States. Some people say Salt Lake City, but I'm here to tell you Fort Wayne is really the place. And the lady in Elkhorn there was so knowledgeable and so helpful. And I thought to myself, how many people in the world would love to come here to learn about their Danish heritage? I mean, she could walk you through everything right there. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. The winery that you have there, it was really pretty cool because I had been in a lot of vineyards, a lot of wineries, but guess what? I've never been there when the grapes are like ready to be picked like the next day. And I happened to be there that day before they were going to be picked. And oh, what a beautiful sight. And I did take a picture of the grapes, and it had like the Iowa scenery behind it. You know, the cornfields were, you know, the full tassels, and corn was starting to change a little bit, but not quite, you know, change as much as it would in a typical year because of the late planting and everything. But I took that photo, and somebody had commented to me, they're like, I thought you were in Iowa. What are you doing in California? Now, how many people in Iowa that live here would think of that? Think of that, because we all have to go to California to see that really cool, you know, that winery and that kind of thing. But we have that stuff right in Iowa, right in Elkhorn. And that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
And you also claim to fame in Elkhorn, the Tenderloin. You know, you have an award-winning Tenderloin there. If you've ever done the Tenderloin Trail in Iowa, you know, there's a lot of good Tenderloins out there. Every year, the state of Iowa puts out their new most favorite Tenderloins. And I think, if I'm remembering right, Elkhorn won the first one, the first award that was ever given on that. So that's kind of something to be proud of. I'd say so.
Sarah, let me...
And Lisa.
Yes.
And Lisa knows everything about that windmill.
Yep. Every bolt. Every nut, everything.
She does. That's fantastic that she, I mean, not every community has somebody like that in there that can do that kind of thing. When they have a treasure like that, that windmill in town.
Sure. Sarah, let me throw this out there too, because for folks who might be thinking, well, she's doing what she's doing. She goes to these places and she butters them up and stuff. You have an obligation to be honest about your visit, because you're trying to reach out to people who trust you, and you don't want to lose that trust. So when you're saying stuff like this, you're actually giving your opinion.
That is exactly right. And full disclosure, if you follow me at Travel with Sarah, if you follow me online or follow me on social media, it won't take you long to realize that I am authentic. Authenticity does matter. I don't care what it is. You need to be putting out the real thing. I can tell you the worst thing for me would be for me to write a story and to talk about something that's not there in town. And then people go to that town and visit. And then they'd walk into, like, Lisa's office and wonder where that is. That wouldn't be good for her. So it's really nice. We were able to have, you know, firsthand experience. But the other thing that was really nice is we weren't with Lisa when we were in Elkhorn. We were on our own a lot of the time, out exploring and meeting people. So we were able to form our own opinions, which I think is really important, really important. But there is an obligation there. And Elkhorn, I just can't stress it enough. It is such a, the charm in that town, you will not find in many other places in the United States. You just don't find it.
Sure.
You don't find it. You really don't.
I know you've kind of talked a little bit about some of these different things that you noticed there. The article, as I mentioned earlier, was entitled Nine Under the Radar Iowa Towns and Why You Should Visit. So why should folks visit Elkhorn, Iowa?
Most importantly, I think you need to visit Elkhorn because it is a town. It will surprise you. I think there's a, people tend to think that if it's not along a major highway and if it doesn't have skyscrapers and doesn't have those kinds of things in it, it's not worth visiting. I'm here to tell you that towns like that are worth visiting, but I'm here to tell you that the people in the communities that you don't see, you know, something, see a lot from the highway, you get off the main road, and off the beaten path is a cliche term anymore, but you get off the beaten path, that's where you're going to find the treasures, and especially in Iowa. Travel those two-lane roads. Our county blacktops travel those. The road, here's a reason just to get off at I-80 to go to Elkhorn. The drive into town from I-80 to Elkhorn is one of the most beautiful drives in the state of Iowa. That in itself should be compelling enough to get off of I-80 to head into Elkhorn. That drive is beautiful. And I've done that drive in, I think, July and September. So I'm sure October, it's even, you know, every month I'm sure that drive looks different. And is, I'm sure, it's beautiful in every season, even winter.
Yeah, it can be a little tough with snow and ice, but, you know, it still looks pretty.
You get some blue sky, you know, get some blue sky out there and snow and ice, it'd be pretty good. Be pretty darn good. But honestly, that drive into town, that's a $1 million drive.
Sure.
That's a $1 million drive. And if you drive something like that every day, you wouldn't see it that way.
No. Sarah, do you look at things a little bit differently? Like, for example, if you're going to an exotic location, do you look with a different type of critical eye than you would if you were going to someplace like a small town in Iowa?
Oh, my gosh, I'm sure I do. A lot of things, what I tend to notice when I go to some of these different locations, it's people. I watch people, but observing people. And customer service in a small town, I'm going to tell you right now, is 9 times out of 10 much better than you're going to get in some of these other places. People in smaller towns have to work harder to promote what they have. A lot of times, this is my observation, a lot of times more places that are written about or maybe talked about more, they get lazy in their marketing because they keep thinking that people will just keep coming. And you need to people need to remember that people have more choices today in travel than they ever do. So therefore, you need to be out, you know, marketing your community, marketing your town. And I will tell you this, as a, if you're a local in Elkhorn, in that southwestern part of Iowa, you talking about your town and talking about the good things that you have there will carry its weight in gold. We all know what negative talk can do. Turn that into positive, and just by people talking positive, social media is a powerful tool anymore, but people still have real conversations, and that's a powerful tool. So we need to remember that, that every little thing we do. The other thing I want to say about Elkhorn, there's the Tivoli Inn is there. That's what there is for a hotel, but I see opportunity there. If there's any business owners looking to invest in a community with lodging, I think this is my observation, and I think it would fit in with what Elkhorn has is a boutique hotel. A little boutique motel or hotel or something like that with even 8 to 10 rooms and then tie in the Danish theme, I think it would be fantastic.
There you go.
I think there's opportunity for somebody.
There's there's the next niche. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And people travel to those. People travel to stay in those types of properties if you don't know that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like bed and breakfast. I mean, there are people that travel specifically, not necessarily because they are interested in some of the things going on in that area, but they love the way they're treated and the atmosphere at some certain bed and breakfasts and things at, around it.
That's exactly right. And then the owners of the bed and breakfast, they are your salespeople for your community. They will get those people in, into your attractions, into your stores, you know, into your shops, and spending some money. Yep. You know, if you can get people to come into your town, put gas in their car, they're gonna spend some money. They're gonna eat a meal. And they can easily spend $100, but you have to give them reason why they should come. But I'm telling them, get off the I-80, drive into Elkhorn, and I'm going to call it the Iowa Million Dollar Highway in Iowa. How's that sound?
I think they love it there. You betcha. Sounds like a winner. Sarah, if folks would like to find out more about some of your thoughts and your travels, how would they do that?
Well, they can follow me online at Travel with Sarah. There's no H, travelwithsarah.com. And there you can follow, link into my social media channels. They're Travel with Sarah. And I'm also, like I said, the co-owner of the Midwest Travel Network. So what we do is promote tourism across the Midwest. And reality is we have to get better at telling our story in the Midwest. And there are people that want to come here. We just have to show them how they can get here and what we have to do. So that's a big passion of mine. And it basically boils down to helping communities grow their tax base. As an Iowa farm girl, I don't want to see these towns and communities that have been around, you know, through my whole lifetime. If they don't step, reality is if they don't step up their game, they're not going to be in existence anymore. So I have a passion of getting out and telling those stories so those towns can continue to exist.
Very good. Sarah Brewers, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And hey, happy travels.
Thank you.